Why do I prefer to read fiction, instead of what everyone says I should read? Why do I prefer to read fiction, instead of what everyone says I should read, non-fiction, someone talking about something? In my recent conversation I have realized something important, people not only have a narrow cone of vision, they don't even know where else they could be looking other than where they are already looking. I realize that looking is a skill. It comes from someone taking you by the hand and takes you to places you would not think to go, and maybe even point out what you could look at, what you could get curious about. But not by talking about it. But by going there with you. The sight capacity depends on that skill, the skill of looking. And it also depends on your mobility, to look at more places than where the grass is already trodden flat and dead. The more places you can look, the richer your world becomes, and the higher the sight capacity can take you in life. Yesterday I looked at Warren Buffet. He doesn't have the sight capacity open. He lives in the same house where he has lived for 40, 60, 70 years? I don't know. He looks at everything the same exact way as he has always looked. Hadn't, by fortune, Charlie Munger told him, who knows how many years ago, that big stocks are exactly as risky as small, penny stocks, he would have never become the Warren Buffet. Because he would not have looked there. And that story should serve as a cautionary tale. Without this light and without enough places to look, you are stuck in smallness, in mistakes, in mediocrity, poverty, poor health, poor habits, in humdrum life, or struggle. Even I need to continuously expand where I look. And between you and me, it is work. But enjoyable work. Adventure. Fun, more often than not. Unless you are growing your life, it is shrinking. Unless you are looking outside, you have moved into your imaginary dream world inside. Carpeting your mind. But nothing is happening in the real world. I've started to expand the area where I can look with the TV series I watched on Netflix, Medium. Then the series with the blind Australian actor, Simon Baker. The Mentalist in The Guardian. Tons and tons of genius detective shows. Where I eagerly and curiously watch the character to see that they notice things I didn't pay attention to, didn't look there. Never looked twice. And I saw that looking was as rare as anything. And ineffective, jump into conclusions police work but the order of the day, nothing but not normal. Lie to Me. With Tim Roth. Big learnings there. And I could list many more shows. But at some point I turned to reading. Fiction. Thrillers. Fantasy fiction. Near future sci-fi. One of my latest books feature wizards, witches, zombies, vampires, werewolves. What's up with that? Right? Did Sophie get soft in the brain to her old age? What can you learn from books that have wizards and witches in them? Although humans are born with absolutely no knowledge and no skills, they forget that by the time they have any self-awareness, by the time ego raises its ugly head. A baby can't even suck, it takes the mother to teach it. Can't grab anything reliably. A human has to learn everything. So the human brain is specifically evolved to make humans learning machines. And yet, after a certain age, ego tells a little human that he or she already knows everything, and she should already be able to do anything. Let's look at witches and wizards. It is a potential that unless a little witch and little wizard learns how to cast spells, he won't be a witch or a wizard, they remain merely a potential. But it should be instinctual. But it isn't. I watch people, I watch myself, and I see a huge reluctance to learn. As if it were a shame to have to learn anything. I remember during my studies to become an architect I was very protective of my energies, especially my attention. I didn't date. I didn't read. Because I learned that reading is addictive, to me, and I was jealously protecting my attention. I was afraid of moving it to outside of the narrow confines of my studies, in fear of losing my focus. I was rigid, I was tight, and I didn't have any fun. Creativity wasn't flowing. I was a worker bee. Luckily I had some influences before that didn't allow me to become normal. Meaning the narrow-minded, self-righteous, close-minded person like 99% of humanity. Millions of people watched the shows I watched. Millions of people have read the books I have read. But what made the difference? I was an active part of those shows and books. I was there to look. To be taken for a ride. Same with the 67 steps. My focus is not just to be entertained. And I was entertained. Not just to spend my time. And time I spend and am spending. No, my focus was to be taken by the hand, to go on a journey, so I can enlarge the world where I can look, from where I can coach my students, from where I can see the world. Once you manage to keep on the sight capacity by practicing looking, specifically for something that you normally don't look for, looking not finding, the capacity is now permanently on. But if you want it to be of real benefit for you, you must look, or it's like to have a third eye that is not looking and therefore not seeing anything new. The student who managed to keep the capacity on this past Saturday. Quite predictably, the capacity was off when I checked it this morning. He needed me to force him to look. He still doesn't volunteer to look. Lazy, undisciplined, arrogant, and boring. Okay, what do I want you to do? If you are willing to join this experiment, and start looking so you can see, then please buy the sight capacity with the reactivation option, and it will add you to the list of people who will be checked and if needed reactivated every morning. Pick a specific area, topic, or thing to look for. Make it not obvious, make it not humdrum, make it difficult. Yesterday I asked my Sunday Rand's partner, Mike, what he would like to suddenly see. Of course he had no answer. But then I made him more specific, look at an area of your life where you had been consistently failing. If you could see your way to success, what would you see there? The area can be anything, but business/money and relationships are the most frequent areas where people experience a life of failing. When you buy the capacity activation, please send me an email about the area, so I can support you. Please be forewarned that what you'll see won't be pleasant. A woman I know lost her love, and she didn't understand why. Had she had the site active, she would have started to look at more places that she did. She had horrible halitosis. Bead breath in English. How she ate, what she ate, didn't agree with her, and the stinky gases came from her intestines. But, of course, she didn't look. A man I know is utterly unhappy, unhealthy, and not popular. If he had the sight capacity active, he would look at what happens when he interacts with people. He would pay attention to his body language and the body language of others. He would see that he leans in, currying favor with people. And people comply and take advantage of him, or alternatively pull away from him. A woman I know is struggling with her weight. If she had slash used the sight capacity, she would see that she is overeating, just a little bit, every day. Maybe not more than 100 calories a day, but it all adds up. Hell, she would see that instead of going on crash diets, she could just reduce her calorie intake by 100 to 200 calories a day, and she would slim down. Just cut out one thing. Late night snacking, for example. So yeah, it won't be good news. But if and when you know what it is, you can slowly and effectively alter your attitude or your behavior. You can? Will you? We shall see. Okay, here's the buy button. Go to step 2, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/the site.